This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back, continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that first hour where we talked a little more broad sense in terms of the U.S. equity markets and some of the other markets that are moving in the second hour, because we are spending the 2 hours on the full economics and investing. We're going to, again, focus a bit more on resources, and I am kicking off this second hour with Jeff Christian. He is the managing partner over at the CPM Group. Jeff, you and I were talking off mic about the fact that gold and silver, quite frankly, are dead in the water. They have been moving sideways in tighter and tighter ranges. There are this push and pull that's going on right now that I think explains why gold and silver are really just moving sideways, consolidating, you could argue, some of their gains from that bottom that was put in at the tail end of 2015, but still unable to break out in terms of the precious metals. One of these factors that we can talk about first are general economic data around the world. In the U.S., the economic data continues to be relatively strong. It's not the strongest, but it's not in contraction mode. And even other countries, you know what, everything seems to be chugging along in a slow growth fashion. Can you address this point first?
Yeah, you know, it's actually in the United States, China, Europe, the UK, in many parts of the world, economic activity is better than people had expected. You know, we're seeing stronger growth than people had projected in all of those places, the United States, China, Europe. And there are signs that, you know, the recession, that the economic expansion since 2009, you know, is long in the tooth. It's 9 years old. And you're starting to see some capacity constraints. You're starting to see interest rates rise. You're starting to see some increased labor costs and lower productivity numbers. But the reality is that this could go on for a longer time. And one of the factors I think that's keeping gold prices and silver prices in this narrow range is that investors are sort of looking at the world and saying, there's a lot that could go wrong, but it hasn't gone wrong. And in the meantime, things are looking relatively positive. So, you know, as we're speaking today, the stock market is moving to the highest levels that it's seen since March, I guess, and the volatility in the Dow Jones is at the lowest levels that it's probably been since March or February. So you're sort of seeing an economic environment that says, well, you know, maybe it's not the time to rush back into gold and silver. That's keeping gold and silver prices from rising. The flip side is that you have any number of economic issues that are long in the tooth, and you have a lot of political issues in Europe and the United States and China that are causing people to say, yeah, this thing could turn very quickly. So that's keeping gold and silver prices from falling.
Yeah, that is the push and pull, because economies, the data that we're seeing, maybe putting a little lid on the precious metals, as you said, but we do still continue to hear a lot of bears saying that we're long in the tooth for this economic recovery. I believe year 9, it's I think the second longest in record now, but then we also have all these political factors. Just look at what's been going on in Europe over the last couple of weeks, Italy more specifically, so there's some more worries there. And in the U.S., there just seems to be a whole lot of unhappiness with how things are being managed here. So that's a whole nother factor that I want you to share a little bit of your thoughts on. How do you feel when kind of the support for the precious metals comes from politics, which seem like they can change, especially now hour to hour, but also weakness in Europe in terms of their politics?
Well, I think that that's a big issue. And, you know, we've gone through this whole rabbit hole, if you will, with the appointment of a new Italian government. And we now have sort of a nationally oriented Italian government that has expressed reservations about the relationship with the euro and all. It's important to understand that the two major parties in the coalition government in Italy really haven't talked about leaving the euro. What they've talked about was sort of changing the rules within the euro to make it even more accommodating for Italian largesse. But, you know, it's not just Italy. I mean, you have a number of countries there that are wrestling with issues related to national sovereignty, freedom, interference by their government and by other governments such as Russia, as well as economic stagnation. And these guys are wrestling with this, and there are no clear answers that are readily available. And that's causing a lot of uncertainty there. The uncertainty isn't necessarily hitting the economy right now, but it's the kind of stuff that could hit the economy. You know, and another factor which we haven't mentioned is the whole issue of trade wars and sanctions. That could really put a spanner in the works in terms of economic growth very quickly. So I think one of the lessons that you learn from history is that when you start saying, well, how do we go into a recession in the past? There's no clear path, but there are two broad ways that we've gone into recessions. One is that the economy overheats and the Fed and monetary authorities overreact and raise interest rates too high. But the other way that we go into recessions historically is that we just sort of roll over into them because there are these imbalances that have built up in the previous expansion. And it's not clear where we are right now. We could roll over tomorrow, and something like the sanctions and tariffs and a trade war could actually cause that, as well as the problems in Europe. Or we could go on for several quarters or even a couple of years, during which time we see continued economic expansion in the United States and elsewhere, and the Fed keeps raising interest rates until all of a sudden they've raised interest rates too high and we fall into a recession. It's just not clear where we are in that cycle right now, and that's causing the yin and the yang that are keeping gold and silver in this channel.
Now, Jeff, what about the balance between what's happening in some other commodities? Because in general, commodities have been doing still relatively well. We look at some of the base metals, even like copper, it's now set up. Yes, it has moved sideways, but it's set up what looks like a nice higher base above $3. Are the base metals telling us that some of these economic data points that are pointing to still fairly strong economies, that the base metals are showing us, they're proving that this is the case, and that's why they're continuing to hold up at generally higher levels? You could argue outperform the precious metals?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you're seeing several things. First off, you know, let's be honest about copper. Prices have risen somewhat over the last year or so, but they're in the same channel that they've been in, you know, since at least a year or so. But I think what you're seeing in the base metals is that the base metals investors and suppliers and users, all of these guys, I think, are actually looking at a weaker economy with excess inventories and weaker demand. And what's happened is that the economy hasn't weakened the way they thought it was, and all of a sudden you're seeing stronger fabrication demand, and people are having to come into the market and pick up inventories. So you're seeing that. I think that's one of the factors that's there in copper. In aluminum, obviously you have concerns over what U.S. sanctions and tariffs will do on aluminum supplies for the United States economy, and consequently the rest of the world. So you've got some factors there. You know, in nickel, you're seeing a stronger demand than people had expected, both for stainless steel, but also for batteries and other applications. And I think that what you're seeing is, across the base metals, you're seeing stronger demand than people had expected, and it's kind of specific to those base metals, which are more attuned to industrial production than, say, the precious metals.
All right, Jeff, always appreciate your comments. I appreciate kind of that back and forth that we're looking at for the metals and commodities for that factor. There are a lot of back and forths that I think people sometimes don't pay attention to, and that's a very good reason why these precious metals especially just continue to move sideways. I find it encouraging, but I also have a longer-term outlook that I think this can easily go on through this full rest of the year, and we'll need to assess 2019. When we get there. Jeff, great chatting with you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, we are getting an update from a company that I'm a shareholder of and a company that is a sponsor on our website, Awale Resources. Awale is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ARIC. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Glenn Parsons. Glenn, I want to initially follow up on some of the questions that I got sent in to me at the later part of the week that addressed what was going on with the share price and some higher volume days. Wednesday and Thursday, we saw some larger trades come into the market, which unfortunately pushed the share price down. And that's what happens when you have such a tight float, is that when you do get some large sell orders, it moves the share price down. Can you please quickly address kind of what happened here? Just, I think people were more just making sure that nothing fundamentally had changed in the company, has it?
No, certainly, Corey. First of all, thanks for having me. Yeah, just to address some of those questions, I mean, you know, obviously we don't control the markets. There has been a bit of selling, a bit perplexed from our side, certainly, you know, why the selling is happening, considering we are drilling at the moment. But if we do look, I think we try and understand this thing a little bit, and if we think of that we did float and reverse into a shell, you know, those shell shareholders certainly had shares probably a lot cheaper than what we put our money in. You know, we raised our initial private placement at 25 cents. They did theirs at 5 to 10 cents. So I can, you know, you can probably see some of these guys probably maybe wanting to get out. And the way we see it is that's fine. For us, it's just a buying opportunity. That's the way we see it. And we take it from there.
So I guess just a follow-up there is, you guys, some of the management, that you are buying shares at this time, aren't you?
That's correct, yeah. I mean, I've certainly been supporting, and I know some of my fellow directors. So, you know, on the inside list, certainly we are. So no fundamentals have changed in the business. It's just we recognize that it's as some form of opportunity, and we'll do what we can. While if we are open, we'll certainly do that. If we close periods, well, then we won't be there. So we just carry on focusing on what we do, and that is on the ground. We are certainly drilling.
Okay, now let's talk about this drill program that's underway, because one thing to note from kind of a value proposition, and like I said, I'm a shareholder, this recent drop in the share price has dropped the market cap down to about $2.5 million, and this is while you still have properties in the Ivory Coast and a drill program underway. How is that drill program progressing? The last time I talked to you was in about the middle to tail end of April. What are some of the updates we can get?
Sure. I mean, we have started drilling in May, as we said we'd be drilling, and we're hoping to have some drill results out later this month. One thing, rains have come a little bit earlier, have hampered us a little bit on the diamond drill program. We're about halfway or just over halfway through. So, you know, still just ticking along. We're up actually up in the Casino region at the moment. So we sort of finished off on the shear zone and now moved up to that higher grade Casino area. Remembering the objective of this diamond drilling is really following up on the initial RC drilling, the 5,000 meters we did, where we had some encouraging results. But you know, with the diamond drilling, we're actually hoping to probably understand the geology a little bit better than just the rock chips that we had for the previous program. We obviously hopeful that something will come of this drilling and be able to guide us into a larger drill program at the end of the year.
Okay, and that's the main story I think that we need to focus on here, is that the drilling that's underway right now is still building towards an even bigger drill program as you progress. But you're taking it really one step at a time with this program, understanding a bit more of the geology so that you can attack the projects with a larger program at the tail end of this year, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, remember, we've only been focusing to date effectively on that Awari shear. That shear zone is actually 40 kilometers shear zone. Our efforts to date are concentrated effectively on probably where there's been a little bit more known in terms of artisanal miners, and that's around 15 kilometers. So we focused the diamond drilling on that area as well as in Casino. And then if one moves on a regional basis further along away from that, so that's the untested portion of the Awari shear, there's another 25 kilometers which hasn't been tested. Now, here we're actually doing, as we stated before, effectively part of a 15,000-meter auger program. So that's really trying to go down 3-4 meters and really doing an effective soil sample geochem and trying to define the geochem anomaly. You know, we're quite encouraged. We think we're going to have multiple targets, which certainly we know will support a larger program anyway. So, you know, we continue just to keep on, as you say, building the knowledge base, building the understanding, building the targets. And certainly, you know, over those three areas in the Bunduku area, the three permits, I mean, that's 1,200 square kilometers. I mean, we certainly are going to have multiple targets.
Yeah, it is a large area that you are exploring right now and needing to define some of these targets, very much important. Can you take us through kind of the cash in the bank, how much run room you have to, first of all, finish this program and then move into what follow-up work you will be doing?
Sure. So, you know, you talk about the market cap, the 2.3 million or thereabouts, or 2.5. We actually have 1.8 million or 1.85 million Canadian in the bank at the moment. And a very large prospective portfolio sitting in Cote d'Ivoire, you know, extremely prospective, underdeveloped country, underexplored country. So, you know, we are looking very pretty. The 1.8 million, certainly allows us to finish off our drill program now. We've paid for three quarters of it already. So there's only a little bit to go. And then we effectively are pretty well placed to start the next 10,000 meter RC program in the last quarter, still utilizing our cash. So, it's, you know, from a cash perspective, we certainly aren't in any desperate scenario here. So, you know, as I say, we're pretty well placed going forward.
Glenn, can you just wrap us up with a quick comment on the exploration environment in the Ivory Coast? I know that they are mining friendly over there, but you don't see a ton of companies operating in the Ivory Coast. In all fairness, it has been, or at least investors have been, a little bit distracted by these hotter area plays, but there are still places like the Ivory Coast where they are friendly towards mining, and it's not the most expensive place to be drilling.
It's not, certainly not an expensive place to be drilling, and drill rigs are available, which is good. We actually are, you know, if you look in the Ivory Coast at the moment, in terms of the ground, certainly it's pretty much tied up now. There's been a large focus in the Ivory Coast. A lot of juniors have come into the Ivory Coast over the last year. The good thing is, you know, Owali is extremely well placed. Over the last 2 years, we've developed really large land package. Land holding and an active package. So we have three areas. We've got the Bonduku area to the south. We've got Abenguru. Those two licenses were granted this year. And then up in the northwest, we have Odieni. And all of those, you know, have artisanal workings. We've actually done work now on all the projects. So the two below Bonduku, in a sense, are still, you know, we're busy trying to develop those as well in our pipeline. Hopefully developing new targets there as well. So exploration in general in the Ivory Coast is certainly on the up. Even the larger companies, your Endeavors to the south of us on some of the exploration ground, they've got a large exploration budget, so that's underway.
Okay, Glenn, I appreciate the update from Owali and your team, how you guys are continuing to drill. In the meantime, Glenn, I appreciate your time. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Glenn or his team, please be sure to email me, fleck@kereport.com. Glenn, in the meantime, have a great rest of your weekend, and I do appreciate your comments.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, and the second hour where we do keep our focus more on the resource sector. In this segment, I am chatting with Byron King. Byron writes, The Gold Speculator with Byron King and Jim Rickards. And Byron, you and I were talking off mic about some of the companies that we're following that have been producing some solid news, whether it's drill results, whether it's resource estimates, even some economic studies. We are seeing companies that have money in the bank continue to advance their projects. This is all in the face of a general boring nature for the overall metals prices, and unfortunately, even for a lot of these stocks that are coming out with good news, it's still not moving the actual share price. The overall environment that we're in, where we do have some companies doing some solid work, but investors just aren't really paying attention, at least on the buy side right now.
That's right, Corey. It's almost like things are just, there's a smoke screen hanging over the sector right now, and when people are looking at it, they just don't see it. It's like those volcanoes in Hawaii that spill their lava into the ocean, and then the water boils, and there's that laze, that lava-induced haze, you know, that's over everything. Nobody can see through it, and people are afraid to walk in it because they're afraid they'll get, you know, burned by the sulfur in the air or something like that. That's almost what the gold sector is looking like right now. Now the flip side of that is that if you are, if you are a bold bold gold speculator, you know, you can get in there and pick up some really nice companies at some real bargains, because there are companies that are putting out really nice news, but the market just isn't absorbing it, you know. And that's great, because that means that the shares are cheaper than they ought to be, which means they're a bargain, which means that, you know, this is your chance to snap a few of them up. I mean, there's a company I've been following up in the Yukon called Golden Predator. Golden Predator, they have a beautiful, beautiful fault zone, shear zone hosted gold play called Three Aces up there, where I've been there, I've seen it. It's really nice. I mean, you jump out of the helicopter, you walk up to these outcrops on the side of a hill, you whack them with your hammer, you pick up the chunk that you just, you know, knocked off the hillside, and you smack that with the hammer a little bit, and there's actually visible gold in this stuff. So imagine that, you know, this kind of chalky colored quartz with visible gold in it, and now you think, okay, this is a great outcrop. Can we make an entire project out of this? Well, for the last couple of years, Golden Predator has been doing this, and, you know, yes, they are working it up. They're about to start the summer field season, you know, now. It's been actually kind of a cold, snowy winter in the Yukon, so everything in the Yukon's a little bit delayed by several weeks, just it's all weather-wise. But anyhow, the good news about, like, Golden Predator is they're going to have this very aggressive drill program all summer where they're going to be testing their models, testing the ideas. They've been very successful, and then what they're going to do at the end of the summer, I love this, I just heard this from the CEO, at the end of the summer, they're going to go into this one high-grade gold zone that they have. They're going to mine, you know, a number, let's say 1,000 tons of just, you know, rock, and that from the high-grade zone, and then they're going to crush it, and they get about 85% recovery just on a gravity circuit, so there's no chemistry involved, just water and gravity. And they're gonna recover about 3,500 ounces of gold out of this, and they're gonna fund themselves with that. So your future dilution is you know, not a big issue, because they can self fund just by whenever they need some money, they just do the high grade stuff, you know. So I mean, that's one example of a company that is just, you know, putting out good news. It's a nice good news kind of story. Nobody's paying any attention to it.
So let's talk about a couple points there that you made, Byron. First being the Golden Predator is up in the Yukon, and this time of the year, a lot of companies are starting to ramp up, get ready to start to drill their projects up there, because they can't get on to the project and drill for a lot of the year. How important is it now, understanding that this is the season, even though we're going into summer, where we are going to be seeing a lot of news from a company like Golden Predator?
Oh, yeah, well, that's the point exactly. Like, here we are, you and me. I mean, we're in, you know, kind of the lower part of North America. I mean, I happen to be on about the 40th parallel, and, you know, you're out west there. You're a little bit north of me. But, you know, I mean, when in our seasonality, I mean, you look out the window, it's blue sky, shirt sleeve, t-shirt weather. You're out there cutting the grass. Kids are finishing up from school, and you're thinking, you know, yeah, this is great. Well, further north in the Yukon and Northwest Territories and Nunavut, those Canada, you know, Alaska, those are the field season is just starting now. I mean, it's, you know, there's still snow on the mountaintops. It's still freezing at night, and you know, it has been a colder than usual, snowier than usual kind of winter up there. So the field season is just starting now. What that means to the listeners out there, as investors or as speculators, is that you can expect to see in July, August, September, October, and into November, you can expect to see news flow coming out of these companies that are working in these northerly climes. You know, they're going to be drilling all summer, doing their field work all summer, and what have you. And, you know, and whatever you're doing, you know, you have your people out in the field doing it, whether it's hiking across country, whacking rocks, whether it's doing geochemistry, whether it's doing geophysics, whether it's drilling holes, doing assays, what have you. There's a lag time. You know, they do the work, and then it takes a couple weeks to work up something, maybe several weeks, maybe a month, depending on how long it takes to get your samples assayed at the various labs and such. So the work that they do in June, which is now June, you know, we might not see that or hear about that until the middle of July. And the work in July, we might not hear about that till the end of August. And the work in August, you won't hear about that till, end of September. So it's a good time to be looking at these companies just based on the geography of where they are. As it is now, many of these companies have sold down just because no news. Well, why is there no news? Well, because it was winter in the Arctic, and aside from doing office work, you know, you can't do anything exciting. You can't exactly go out there and say, oh, yeah, we've been doing all this great mapping. We've been doing all this, you know, we did all this drilling over the winter, and here's what we found. Well, no, you probably didn't, because it was 40 below zero and, you know, pitch black dark, in February and even into March in some of these places. So geographically, some of these companies are primed for, to pick up shares at a relative bargain.
Absolutely. So picking good companies, I still agree with that you do need to build a position in some of these companies. And even if, let's say, people aren't buying in the market, some of these share prices have really been hit quite hard. Just look at Golden Predator's chart. It's been trending down ever since a peak in early 2017. But, Byron, there is another company that I want to get your opinion on. I know you recently chatted with the company. I have been following this company for a number of months now on our website, and that is Revival Gold, traded RVG on the Venture Exchange. Revival recently came out with a new resource, and the market took notice. It actually surprised to the upside, where the stock price moved up and is trying to at least form a new base at the higher level. Can you give us a little bit of feedback on your takeaway from this company?
It's taking an old brownfield site that was mined in the 1990s or so. They mined the surface, they mined the oxide, they did all the easy stuff. You know, not to beat them up. I mean, the 1990s were low gold prices. They had to be really, really economic about what they did. So they took the high grade and they took the oxide, which was the easy stuff. They left all the sulfide and they left a lot of other things. They didn't go deep. And Revival is going back into this area. It's a brownfield. It's not one of those impossible to permit type of operations. We know that there's gold there because somebody else mined a whole bunch of it, 25 years ago. But they didn't get it all, and they left a whole lot of other good ore in the ground, minerals in the ground.
For everyone listening in on the radio, unfortunately, we are out of time, but Byron and I did continue our conversation, touching on a few more points about Revival Gold. If you want to hear those full comments, please visit our website, kereport.com, click on the weekend show posting, and check out segment 7.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag.
The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody has enjoyed the second hour, focused a lot more on resources. And we're going to wrap up the second hour with comments on the uranium sector. I am chatting with Chris Temple, founder and editor of the National Investor, and a regular guest on the weekdays on our website. Always worth hearing what Chris has to say. And Chris, as I said, we are going to talk uranium. I've been getting a lot of comments recently in the last couple of weeks saying that we need more coverage on uranium. This uranium bull market is really going to start and it's going to explode upward. The problem I have with all of those comments is that I've been hearing it for years now, that the demand side of the equation for uranium is going to make a huge impact and the price is going to skyrocket. Unfortunately, the price has, for the most part, just been trending lower. However, there are some actual developments that we can talk about here that are a cause for a bullish scenario. Give us a little synopsis of where you stand on the uranium market, please.
Well, first of all, and unfortunately that's what we have time for on a show like this, is just a synopsis. I will invite people to go to my website, nationalinvestor.com, and click on Featured Opportunities, where I have some comments much broader from a special issue I did recently on the uranium sector. But the best way that I found to explain it to people, Corey, and to investors, of course, specifically, is to compare uranium to what happened to crude oil in the last few years. You had a very high price. You had the bottom fall out. We crashed for a while down to well below $30 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude. And that's a level at which the majority of the world's production was unprofitable. In fact, it didn't even cash flow positively in many cases, let alone provide any profits for the producers. And But just as, depending on what commodity you're talking about, and they all go in cycles, the old adage is high prices correct high prices, low prices also correct low prices. And what happened subsequently from the bottom in early 2016 with oil is you had the major producers cut back production sufficiently, demand continued to get better, and we now are back to, you know, near triple. Recently, the price that oil hit as its low at $26 or so back in early 2016. The same scenario has played out where uranium price is concerned, but in a much greater and more dramatic way, and leading me and a lot of other people to believe that the rebound is likewise going to be very dramatic when it comes about. Most people remember that back in 2011, you had the Fukushima Daiichi plant, the tsunami, the power outage there, the meltdown of that plant, and it caused the uranium price to crash. And since that time, it has dawned on a lot of countries, starting with Japan, that the price is just too high for them to import even liquefied natural gas, let alone other fuel to that country to replace its whole nuclear fleet. And in the long term, when you amortize all of the costs, even though the older nuclear plants were more expensive to build than other plants that are fired, say, by natural gas, nevertheless, when you amortize it out over a number of years, nuclear power is still, number one, competitive, and number two, the only source of power on this planet that is 100% reliable. You're not depending on wind, you're not depending on sun, and also has zero emissions. And that has been realized now by Japan, which has been slowly restarting its reactors in that country. It's being recognized by countries like France, who, for political reasons and wanting to not be politically unfashionable after Fukushima, said, oh, we're going to get rid of a lot of our nuclear power. And at the time, 75% of France's power came from nuclear energy. They now have backed away from that themselves. Not the least of which is for the reason, Corey, of the Paris Climate Accords, because again, in small doses, wind power is okay, solar power is okay, but it doesn't always give you power uninterrupted 100% of the time like nuclear does, while at the same time having no emissions. So you've got developed countries like Japan, like France, that recognize this, and the developing world, which is where the real big part of the bullish long-term story is for nuclear power generation and therefore for the depressed uranium price, is that you look at China's plans, you look at India's plans, you look at Argentina as a country in this area that completely fascinates me now that I'm looking at, because you've got some of the state-of-the-art technology in the world to create these new small 20 megawatt reactors that you can use in small communities. I mean, these are the size of reactors that power nuclear subs. And the technology now is caught up to have these things generate civilian power for businesses and residences, do it efficiently, do it cheaper than anything that's come around before it. And I think you're seeing, even the developed and developing world alike, Corey, you're seeing nuclear power being re-embraced. And this at a time when the uranium price, which was well over $100 a pound, went down under 20 for a while before it has rebounded a bit recently.
So, Chris, what about, and just a quick comment here about the U.S. picture, because uranium has very much come on, at least investors' minds, for U.S. production because of some of the recent political actions put in place around uranium and needing more U.S. production.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the good things that the Trump administration has said it intends to do is not only where oil and natural gas are concerned, but now where nuclear energy is concerned, make the U.S. more independent. We get in our country, Corey, 1/5 of all of our power generation comes from nuclear reactors, and yet we import about 97% of the uranium required to produce those, even though we have a lot of uranium resources in our own country that are sitting, most of them fairly idle, if not completely idle. Two companies, as our listeners know from our past conversations, Energy Fuels and Your Energy, back in January filed a Section 232 petition with the Commerce Department. This is the same section of law under which there are now these steel and aluminum tariffs. Because you've got what the law contemplates, Corey, is a national security issue. I think the case where national security is concerned, and not only workers' jobs, but our own ability to control our own economic destiny, and in this case, energy, the case is far more compelling where uranium is concerned than it is with steel or aluminum, in my opinion. The Commerce Department has expressed sympathy toward this, as has the president. These days, unfortunately, as one of the officers of one of these companies told me recently, the way he put it, with the Commerce Department doesn't have enough bandwidth right now because they're on all of these other trade fights, but they are going to get around to this. And the president separately of late made it clear that he wants some of the nuclear power plants in the country that are experiencing some shaky financial times to be propped up as well.
So, Chris, final comment. Then, from an investment angle, where are you focused, and are you starting to recommend positions right now, or does there need to be a little bit more proved out here, a little bit more clarity? And quite fairly, there are not very many uranium companies even around anymore, so the basket to choose from is pretty small.
It is small, and what's nice about that, Corey, from the investment case, is you can pick almost anything when this market gets going and there's so few companies left are going to do well. But the safer bets are those companies in the U.S. that have either near-term production possibilities or they're producing now but can ramp up production. Once things catch up and we start to fill in this country more of that 97% of the need for uranium that we're importing now from Russia, from Kazakhstan, from Canada, and elsewhere, Australia, that I think is coming sooner rather than later now. You said at the outset that this is a story that's been slow to develop, but I'm seeing it start to coalesce.
Okay, we will leave it at that, but it definitely is a market that I think doesn't hurt to have at least a little bit of your portfolio allocated into this sector, waiting for that rally to happen. And yes, I know we've been talking about this for years on years. Chris, great chatting with you. I hope everybody enjoyed the full 2 hours. Just a reminder, I will be on a site visit Monday through Wednesday, so posting will be a little bit light. Everybody have a great rest of your weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.E. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.